I mean, of course it pays off. You know, just getting a whole bunch of reps, you know, instead of mental reps, you know, I'm actually being able to be out on the field and, you know, rep and work with Peyton and, you know, get a good balance going between me and him and, you know, me and Brock. So it's been good. It's helped me a lot.
Do you feel, I know we talked last year about how mentally you just didn't quite catch up to speed with Peyton. Do you feel like that's not an issue anymore, that you're on pace?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a great pace right now. You know, it's always stuff that I can work on. Still a lot of things I do need to work on. But, you know, as of right now, in my position this year compared to last year, I mean, I'm way ahead.
You're kind of a go-to guy out here today. We saw you in a variety of catches. Do you think you were able to show your versatility a little bit out here today?
Yeah, like I said, with the reps and more getting more reps, it gives me more of an opportunity, you know, to showcase my talent and, you know, so that I can make plays to my team and, you know, my coaches and, you know, my quarterbacks. But, you know, I think it's been paying off well and, you know, just going to continue to try to make plays.
What do you think of Brock today?
Brock's always great, you know. I mean, just, you know, he makes plays out here. He takes control of the huddle, you know, he comes in there and, you know, it doesn't really make a difference who's out there. You know, we got great quarterbacks. You know, Brock's doing a great job. He, you know, knows the offense, and he's out here making plays.
Cody, what is your shirt?
Now, this is my logo. You know, actually me and my marketing team came up with it. You know, it's about strength, you know, and things like that. But it really went to the proceeds, you know, the cancer, American Cancer Society, because, you know, my father died of it. So, you know, I got my C and L in here and my shield. So it's, you know, strength, you know, protection and things like that. TheCodyLatimer.com off my website. You can got the Bronco Blue, you know, the Orange Crush, and I got my Bloomington, you know, my IU color one. So,
are you mostly outside in the three receiver set?
Yes, I'm outside. Emmanuel moves into the slot, and the Demarius on the other side. So.
You like outside more than inside? Or?
Yeah, I like it. But, I mean, it really doesn't matter because in our offense, just like last year, you could be in the slot sometimes too. You never know where you're going to end up. So you got to be able to play all of them.
Did you ever get frustrated last year?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, of course, it was a downing time. I mean, just it's like, man, I go out there and make these plays and help the team, but, you know, I wasn't on path. I wasn't focused. So, you know, that's why I had to regroup myself and come back this year stronger.
When you say regroup, what did you decide you needed to do?
I mean, I just need to have confidence in myself. Last year I was down, was always nervous about getting in the huddle with Peyton and not wanting to mess up. This year, just like, go out there and play fast. You know, if you mess up, you mess up. As long as you're playing fast and, you know, keep making plays.
Was there a key thing for you?
Studying, you know, I got a head start, you know, down in Duke, and now I go home every night and just look over my plays. You know, even when we're on day 8 install, you got to go back to day 1 and just make sure you keep mentally getting them reps, because you don't ever know what they're going to call that day.
So the Duke trip was like a big deal.
Oh, it was great. I mean, just getting, like I said, getting a head start in a whole new offense and being able to run the routes with Peyton and Emmanuel down there and Bubba, it was a good head start for us.
You think about, you got 4 days away from your first preseason game a year ago to this. This is quite an opportunity now.
Right. You know, I feel like I'm way more prepared this year. Last year, still, like I said, I was nervous. And, you know, it's coming in the league. You're nervous. And, man, I don't want to mess up. I want to do all these things in front of people and make sure I don't mess up. But this year, I'm way more confident and feel like, you know, it'll be a good preseason for me.
Does a piece of you wonder with the two tight ends and the shift in offensive philosophy, like, what kind of chance you'll actually get?
No, it doesn't worry me. I mean, everybody's going to go out there and make plays. I mean, my name will be called eventually, and when they get called, I'm prepared this year, so I'm excited about it.
Okay.